The Walton Arts Center's expansion plans for its Fayetteville campus continue to move forward after a city commission pledged several hundred thousand dollars to the project, with the possibility for more money at a later date. Ozarks at Largest Timothy Dennis has more.
The Fayetteville Advertising and Promotion Commission this week announced its support of the expansion project set to reshape the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville for years to come. Part of that support comes from a grant from the AMP Commission Reserve Funds.
$600,000 is the largest amount we've ever given in the past. It's been around $500,000. And that's what we gave to the university for their Performing Arts Center, as well as Botanical Gardens and Downtown Square renovations.
Marilyn Hefner is the executive director of the Fayetteville AMP Commission. For the Walton Arts Center to receive the AMP grant, Hefner says that the organization has agreed to meet five conditions set forth by the commission.
They're pretty standard. It's for an audit or quarterly reports and for them to do a capital campaign to raise the remainder of the money and not spend money on programming costs or administrative that would strictly be for the expansion project.
Walton Arts Center officials originally requested $1 million each in this year and next year to help with design costs. Although commissioners awarded less to the center this year than was requested, Walton Arts Center Chief Operating Officer Terry Trotter says that the grant will go a long way in kickstarting the expansion project.
The initial seed money right now is really exciting, and we're thrilled with that because, again, we now, you know, we're in the phase where we've got architects coming on board. We're really beginning to dig into that. What is this going to look like? How is this going to serve the functions that we need it to serve? And so that will allow us to do that over the next 6 to 9 months.
But the $600,000 grant is only one form of funding proposed by the AMP Commission at its meeting Monday. Commissioners also forwarded a proposal to the City Council that requested extending sales tax bonds originally used to build the Fayetteville Town Center. Extending those bonds could net as much as $6.5 million to the Walton Arts Center project, as well as about $3.2 million for a proposed regional park project off of Cato Springs Road. The only catch is that for the bonds to be extended, Hefner says that the City Council would have to put the issue before city voters.
With just the items that we presented, it will be a two-question ballot. Would you approve HMR taxes to go to the Walton Arts Center expansion project? And would you approve HMR tax to go to the regional park project? And, you know, depending on what the voters decide, then that project would, you know, go from there.
But as far as such an issue would go for expansion plans at the Walton Arts Center, Trotter is confident about the project's appeal to city residents.
One of the things that we've discovered as we have been talking to people about the plans that we have is there's a lot of enthusiasm for us. You know, when you look at some of the things that we're doing with our expansion, enlarging the lobby, you know, people who have been to Walton Arts Center to a sold-out show know how much we need that and what that's going to do to enhance people's experience where they're actually able to, you know, get a drink, maybe order a drink ahead of time, you know, stand and chat with their friends, not be completely, you know, scrunched in a corner because there's no space to move, be able to actually get through the lines at the restroom and still have time to enjoy a drink at intermission, things like that. So, you know, we know that there's huge excitement behind this project.
As for if or when the potential bond extension election could happen, that is up to the City Council to decide. But considering the Walton Arts Center's tentative completion date for the Fayetteville expansion project set for sometime in 2015, Fayetteville aldermen are likely to address the issue sooner rather than later. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.